Behold, he comes.
Welcome to The Watchman. Get ready for awakening teachings on the end times, Bible prophecy, and on the times and seasons in which we live. The King is coming.
Good evening, everyone. Welcome to The Watchman, whichever station you're listening to. And I'm with Evangelist John Paul Akena, as always, and we are talking about some of the things that are happening in the world right now that are of interest to us because they are predictions from Bible prophecy. Now, if you attended the conference last year, then you know that there is somebody whom we have strongly our eyes on as a candidate for Antichrist. And we've been watching him, and almost everything we've seen since that time has convinced us even more that he could be the Antichrist. However, Akena here is telling me that he has somebody else whose credentials are worth examining in regard to their being an Antichrist. So, and considering what's happening in the world right now, maybe it's worth studying those credentials and seeing how they will pan out in regard to this particular person being the Antichrist. So who are you talking about now this time?
It is the French President Emmanuel Macron.
Okay, Emmanuel Macron. Okay, tell us some of the reasons why. I want to start counting them. What are some of the things you've noted?
Number one, we'll start with his name.
Mm-hmm.
He has five different names altogether. Mm-hmm. Emmanuel.
Means God with us.
Means God with us.
Mm-hmm.
Jean, gift from God.
How is it spelled?
J-E-A-N.
J-E-A-N, huh?
Yes.
It means a gift from God.
Michael, he who is like God.
Michael.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Then Frederick, a peaceful ruler.
Mm-hmm.
Macron means a printed mark or written mark.
A mark.
Yes, basically you can say a mark.
As a mark of the beast.
Yes.
So to speak. Let me go through them. God with us, gift from God, one who is like God. Frederick means what?
Frederick means a peaceful ruler.
Peaceful ruler?
Yes.
And Macron means a mark?
Yes.
In French. Okay. Uh-huh. So apart from his name, what are the other things you're talking about?
Now, you know, we know he came into his presidency in 2017.
Mm.
And he won an election with 66.06%.
Which of the vote? Eh?
Oh, yes. The vote counts. Won with
66.06%. Uh-huh.
And he entered his office on May 14th, which we know it as
Israel's Day
when they got their independence.
When they became a nation.
Yes, and became a nation.
That's May 14th, 2017.
Yes.
That's actually exactly how many days? 50 years of Jerusalem.
Yes.
50 years since, it's actually 70 years.
70 years.
Of Israel. Exactly,
yes.
70 years of Israel.
Yes.
Emmanuel Macron takes office.
Yes.
Okay. Okay, that's interesting. Uh-huh. What else?
Now, he is a prince
of
a certain nation or small state called Andorra. And he is a co-prince with another bishop. That makes it very interesting. Because we know the Antichrist is a political leader, and then there will be a false prophet who will be a spiritual leader. Now, we have a spiritual leader who is a bishop, and him is a political leader, and all of them, they are co-princes in this state called Andorra.
Okay. What else? But as I recall, there's been a lot of talk about him being... what else do you have?
Yes. Now, there's been two amazing articles, a cover of two magazines. Time magazine wrote, gave him a full cover, and he was showing that he is the next leader of Europe.
Which year was that?
And, I had not yet gotten the year of this, but in also...
It must have been 2017.
Yes. Now, in 2017, The Economist magazine again showed him as walking on... The photo which was printed on that cover was showing him walking on the water. And the big question was, Europe is... Okay, they wrote it, Europe's... Savior.
With a question mark.
With a question mark.
As he's walking on water.
So, all these something that.
And of course, we know the Economist magazine, yes, because it's owned by the Rothschilds, has a lot of predictions of what the dark world are planning.
Yes.
And the beginning of every year, they put out things, which, if you want to really know what the dark world is planning, you just look at the magazine. And it's very cryptic.
Yes.
But of course, you can know how. You can tell things and so on. For instance, last year they had face recognition. They also had the splitting of America in two, and so on. There are so many things which you can pick out from the Economist magazine. Mm. Some of them don't happen because they do not have a say on what eventually happens. God does.
Yes.
But at least you know what they are planning.
Mm. Yes. And then when he assumed office, he gave a comment which became something which people who are of Bible prophecy begins to look and say, is this someone?
Very interesting,
Now, he said that he will govern France like the Jupiter. And we know the Jupiter is the Roman king of God. So, we understand, we just begin to pick it and realize that there's something, there's somewhere he's heading with this statement. So, these are amazing statements, things which I've really gotten out from him. And this makes him also somehow a candidate, a possible candidate
For the Antichrist.
For the Antichrist.
Interesting ones, because his names, which you mentioned.
Yes.
Then the fact that he won the vote by, this is interesting, 66.06% of the vote.
Yes.
But then what I found very interesting is he assumed office on May 14th, 2017, exactly 70 years after Israel became a nation. On the day.
Yes.
To the day.
Yes.
And I saw a lot of those magazine covers of them announcing he's like the person who's going to save Europe. Remember, when he came, the Eurozone was in trouble. That was the time of Greece collapsing, the economies. Italy was also going in the same direction.
Yes.
And somehow Germany was seeming to have a problem holding it together. And there was even questions of whether the European Union would survive.
Yes.
Then also, that was the time of Brexit.
Yes.
And
yes,
the British were also saying they want out of the European Union. So there was a lot of uncertainty when he took over. And then they are saying, is he the one who is going to save Europe?
Yes.
That seems to, according to Time magazine, that seems to be very interesting. Then Economist shows him walking on water.
Yes.
Ah, wow. Okay. But let's look at some scripture.
Yes.
Where would an Antichrist from France, and I'm not saying he's the one, we're just examining credentials, where would an Antichrist from France fit anywhere within the scriptures?
Yes. We have to look in Daniel chapter 7, which of course is the vision of Daniel seeing the kingdoms which are going to come in the end time. And in this vision, Daniel chapter 7, I think I'll start reading from verse 2. It says, Daniel spoke, saying, I saw in my vision by night, and behold, the four winds of the heaven were stirring up the great sea. And the four great beasts came up from the sea, each different from the other. The first was like a lion and had eagle's wings. I watched till its wings were plucked off, and it was lifted up from the earth and made to stand on 2 feet like a man.
Okay, so we know the lion, of course, lion is a symbol for Great Britain.
Yes.
And then we know the eagle
is a symbol of America.
Is mostly, okay, the other countries which use it, but for the most part, it's a symbol of America. And then we know America came from Britain.
Yes.
It actually got its independence from Britain.
Yes.
On July 4th, which is tomorrow.
Yes.
July 4th, 1776. Then, and, okay. Now, July 4th, America got its independence on July 4th.
Yes.
And July is the seventh month. Okay?
Yes.
And so if you read Daniel chapter 7, seventh month, and verse 4, that's what it says. The first was like a lion and had eagle's wings. That was Britain with the wings of America.
Yes.
Then it says, I watched till the wings were plucked off.
Yes.
That's America was plucked off.
Yes.
And it was lifted up from the earth and made to stand on 2 feet like a man. Then it became a separate nation.
Mm.
And a man's heart was given to it.
Yes.
That is verse 4. So July 4th, Daniel chapter 7, verse 4. I don't know what you make of that. But the issue here is, okay, that's not actually where your interest is, but we are just telling you that these are the nations that he's talking about, which are empires in the which would be a bit of empires in the end time.
Yes.
Go ahead.
Verse 5 says, and suddenly another beast A second, like a bear, it was raised up on one side and had three ribs in its mouth and between it, its teeth. And they said thus to it, arise, devour much flesh.
Okay. The bear, of course, is Russia.
Russia, yes.
Or you could actually look at it as the Soviet Union.
Yes.
Because it arose at that time, it devoured a lot of flesh. So many people died in the process of setting communism into place.
Yes.
20 million people.
Actually, the symbol of communism is a bear having three ribs.
Yes. So that is clearly talking about communism.
Yes.
A bear with three ribs. Now, I don't know how you view this, but the accuracy of these verses and so on is amazing. It's because a bear with three ribs, that's the symbol of communism. Then it says, arise, devour much flesh.
Yes.
Communism, the Bolshevik Revolution and all that, in 1917 to 19, we're talking about 20 million people dead at the time for them to set that thing going.
Mm.
So that was much flesh that was devoured.
Yes.
Now, that still is not the verse you're interested in. Which is the one you're interested in?
It's in verse 6.
Mm-hmm.
And it says, after this, I looked, and there was another, like a leopard, which had on its back four wings of a bird. Now, when we read other translations, which explains this bird, says like a cockerel.
Yes, a cockerel, yes.
Yes, says four wings of a cockerel, which, of course, is France.
And then, go ahead, finish the
verse.
Then it
says, the beast also had four heads, and dominion was given to it.
Okay, which looked like a leopard, leopard being a symbol for Germany.
Yes.
Although they also use the eagle sometimes.
Yes.
But a leopard is an animal largely linked to even, a lot of their military equipment and all that.
Yes.
The German leopard. And then it says it had four wings of a bird.
Yes.
Now, when I first studied this, I was thinking that the combination between France, which is the cockerel mentioned here, and German, which is the leopard, has been ongoing since the beginning of the European Union.
Yes, yes.
The two countries that have been at the steering wheel of the European Union have been Germany and France.
Yes.
And they are together here. And then he says, he saw another one, like a leopard, which had on its back four wings of a cockerel. A cockerel is the symbol of France. And I'm talking about a symbol for France, not just, we're not talking Bible prophecy, we are talking about the symbol for France, the same way that we can say that the crested crane is a symbol for Uganda.
Yes. There's something about that when you say a symbol for France. In, I think, 2019, I don't know, I'm not remembering the month, looks like in April, when the Notre Dame Cathedral was burnt.
Yeah.
Now, they got a sculpture of a cockerel. Which is like, of course, a cock. And that was one of the pieces which were found after the burning of that. It fell down and they said this was like the symbol of France also. So it was very interesting. Like they were just showing that this is France.
Okay.
Yes.
So now it says the beast also had four heads and a dominion was given to it.
Yes.
Okay, go ahead.
After this, I saw in the night visions and behold, a fourth beast, dreadful and terrible. Exceedingly strong. It had huge iron teeth. It was devouring, breaking in pieces and trampling the residue with its feet. It was different from all the beasts that were before it, and it had 10 horns.
Okay. Now, why this is extremely important, because the fourth beast, which is talked about also, but the fourth beast is the kingdom through which the Antichrist will come. Now, before we talk about all the other sub-kingdoms, but now the fourth kingdom is the real kingdom where the Antichrist will come, and it will be different from the rest. And now it says it will be devouring, breaking in pieces, trampling the residue with its feet, in other words, moving with a great deal of strength and authority, dominion, just bringing everything that comes before it to the ground. And then it says it had 10 horns. Now, that 10 horns is very, very interesting, because the figure 10 horns is all over. It's in Daniel more than once.
Yes,
it's Revelation. In Revelation a lot of times.
Yes.
10 horns. And the 10 horns are a symbol of 10 actually kings.
Kings.
And you know the horn being a symbol of a king, so to speak.
Yes.
Or of regality. Now, who are the 10 kings? Or how is the 10 significance here in regard to France?
Now, in regards to France, we see it as it coming and becoming one of the leading nations, which would be France, plus all these other nations of the European Union. Mm. Yeah, that's how we see it.
But the European Union has more than,
yes.
It has 27 actually.
Yes, 27 member states.
Yes, so how come, how, then where is the 10?
Yes, what I've been seeing about this is there's been a study that all these other nations will be divided mm. and it will be brought up to 10. Mm. Of course, when it started, I think it started with 6 member states. Mm. And then, of course, they added and added up to right now, which is 27.
Actually, 28 until Britain got out.
Yes. Mm. So there's a study, and that's what actually we're trying to see right now. They're trying to bring out and subdue all these other nations, mm. and they want to bring it to 10. Mm. Of course, these other smaller nations will be under the 10, mm. The 10 major nations of the European Union.
Okay. And then also, while you're at it.
Yes.
Emmanuel Macron,
yes.
when Trump was the president of America, and he said that, you know, the NATO thing, Europe was not contributing, because, of course, there's an agreement they have there,
yes.
which many European countries were not honoring at the time.
Mm.
And the agreement, the NATO agreement, is that they are supposed to give 2% of their GDP every year to America
yes.
in order for it to be in charge of their security.
Yes.
And because of that, any country that attacks any of them attacks
yes.
America. In other words, America will be there to defend them.
Mm.
But what happened is they were not doing that.
Yes, yes.
And Trump felt that they were being fleeced off.
Mm.
And you know, he was a money man.
Mm.
And he had this thing that Europe is fleecing America off. So mm. he said that you have to give us your share mm. of what you're supposed to give. And now at the time, it almost looked like NATO was coming to an end.
Yeah.
Then Emmanuel Macron, your man,
yes.
did something. What did he do?
Now, what he did is... He decided mm. to start their own kind of military might,
mm.
which, of course, he started with an agreement of 10 countries,
mm.
10 nations.
To have an army.
Yes, an army mm. that would fuel up and maybe defend them in a war or mm. something like that. But
in other words, to cut off their dependency from America.
Yes.
So the 10 nations there.
Yes.
Well, that's interesting. But now they are more than 10.
Yes. Yeah. Right now they are more than 10, like 15. Mm. They are about 15.
Okay, but
yes.
okay, they started at 10.
Started at
but you see, the 10, we are always on the lookout in Bible prophecy for that figure 10.
Yes.
Because it's very, very important. It's very crucial in regard to, because it's mentioned all over the scripture, all over the scripture. Anyway, so we're looking at Emmanuel Macron.
Yes.
He's walking on water.
Yes.
And they are saying that, you know, he's Europe's savior. And those are two magazines which actually bring out everything
yes.
that the dark world is doing. Time
mm.
magazine,
mm.
and especially The Economist, which is owned by the Rothschilds.
Yes.
All of them bring out what the dark world is doing. But then now, outside of all that, there
yes.
is Macron, the kind yes. of leader he has been.
Yes.
And he's totally engrossed in the World Economic Forum.
That's very true.
And all the agenda.
Yes.
And he has been a terrible leader for France. Of course,
yes.
the other things. The man is weird.
Yes.
He has a wife who is old enough to be his mother.
Mm. Mm.
And he's the youngest person in his family.
Yes.
Because he doesn't have a child of his own.
No.
But he married a woman who had 2 children. The woman's 2 children are all older than him. So in the family, he's the youngest
mm.
and he's the husband. The husband at the youngest.
It's, yes.
He's a very weird man. Eh?
Mm.
And this is, I mean, there's everything about him. And when you look at him, there's something about him which just strikes you as this is
yes.
absolutely odd. Eh?
Mm.
So anyhow, he has been very involved in the World Economic mm. Forum agenda
mm.
and brought up a lot of things from the World Economic Forum into
yes.
France.
Yes, mm. yes. Now, because I remember during the COVID era,
mm.
and it's actually 2021,
mm.
he came out and asked all medical doctors, all medical health facility workers
mm.
to make sure they get vaccinated.
Mm.
We know the Antichrist that in the East time,
mm.
he will bring out that totalitarianism, which is
no,
ruling.
Macron has been an absolute totalitarian.
Yes.
Now, the other day, 2 laws
yes.
which people felt that they should go through parliament, he refused.
Yes.
And that's why France was up in riots.
Yes.
But now there are riots right now in France, which are very, very, very severe. Buildings being burnt down, different
yes.
cities.
Yes.
I was seeing them spreading, of course, from Paris, but I was seeing them in Lyon and other places. And I'm thinking this is a very, very dangerous place because they even spread from France, and the next thing they were in Belgium.
Mm.
Now, all the people in Europe are disgruntled about one thing or another. That's the reality.
Yes, yes.
Many of them are disgruntled because in the Netherlands, for instance, the farmers, they have had
yes.
their land taken. Their farms are going to be forcefully sold by government.
Yes.
And Yet Netherlands actually probably the biggest, has the most farms. Second, I think the second largest producer of any kind of food in the world. But now the government is trying to destroy that by selling farms forcefully and claiming that farms are part of a contributor towards climate change. Then they're also killing animals. About already, as we speak, around one third of the animals that were in the Netherlands have already been killed, apparently, because when they fart, they
create methane
which
gas,
actually which messes up the climate. There's a lot of rubbish going on right here. And the trouble is that there are so many people who are believing it, and they think that it's because it comes from... And the problem with so many Africans is that there is something that... When something comes from that side, I remember even the vaccine, people would tell me that, but even the Bazungu are getting it. Who are we not? Like, why do you think that... Just because somebody does it. And there's a lot of that faith in everything that comes from that side. But there's a lot of evil that is going to come from there.
Yes, yes.
And until actually Africans start stopping to think for themselves,
we
are going to have big problems until we start thinking for ourselves. Because it was so obvious from the beginning to me that that COVID vaccine was fake. It was never going to do anything. It was so obvious. But somehow the people... Africans think are so intelligent, we are running to get it. And what reason? If you get the vaccine, you protect your friend. Who told you that? I mean, how is that even? Like, that is stupidity of the highest order. But it's being projected, and you believe it, that by you being vaccinated, you protect your friend. How do you protect your friend? Like, it's like saying that if you put on a mosquito net when you sleep, that you protect somebody who is not putting on a mosquito. Like it is just a defeating of simple logic. But you see, apparently intelligent people, apparently, because they are not, believing that rubbish. And then I said, look, I mean, when do you stop and think and say, how is this even possible? But anyway, it goes on and on. And so Emmanuel Macron has been, the crowds in France are angry. They have been angry for a long time. The first... The actual spark off of the first riots were because he increased the retirement age by just 2 years. But then it was not the people who are retiring who were striking and you know, creating chaos. It was the young people. So it was just a spark. It was just an excuse. Because somebody who is 25 or 30, I mean, doesn't care much about you increasing the retirement age from 62 to 64. He's so far away from there. That's not a problem that is close to him. However, there was, because there's an anger. There's an anger in the people there. And all over Europe now, it is a case of the ruling elite who are controlled by Klaus Schwab and the World Economic Forum. Klaus Schwab controlled by Prince Charles and the World Economic Forum. And the people. And the people have finally discovered that the government is not for them. Now, because in those countries, they kind of felt that everything the government mandates or does is of necessity good for them, and therefore they should obey it and follow it. But now they've discovered that the government is actually working actively against them, because they are trying to create a control mechanism where they are being everything is being controlled. Now, we saw a bit of that in the United Kingdom because Nigel Farage, who is the head of a political party, who is a very, very influential person and who has been campaigning against all these World Economic Forum things and was very, very harsh against vaccine mandates and the lockdowns. He came down very hard against them and said that was some of the worst public policy decisions ever made. Now, guess what they did to him? They blocked his bank accounts. He went to his bank and they told him that he can no longer use that bank. He should find a place to take his money. And then he went to all 9 banks that he could think of in the UK, and all of them refused to take his money, which means they came up with something called politically exposed person, PEP. We have it even here. There are places where I cannot go and get anything as Kableta because I'm a PEP, politically exposed person. And that's another word for tyranny. And we thought it was okay here, but now it's coming up in other countries which people thought we are democratic. So now Nigel Farage, because of having a wrong opinion on certain things, you cannot have a bank account. Now, without a bank account in those places, because there's hardly any cash, everything is received through the bank. Even his payments for everything he does is received through the bank. Now, in the absence of a bank account, they have basically made you a non-person. Because there's nothing you can do. You cannot transact in any way. So, now, Nigel Farage is also out there on giving videos on YouTube saying now the powers that be try to chase me away from Britain. Why? For having an opinion that is different from their mainstream.
Yes.
In other words, that is thought police.
Yes.
We are going straight back to the Bolshevik Revolution,
yes,
where people were guilty of thinking something which is not acceptable, you know, to the leaders. That
yes.
We are going straight back there.
Yes.
Now, I was thinking, if they can do that to somebody who is a head of a political party like Nigel Farage, and whose party actually has a number of people in the House of Commons in the UK, who can't they do it to? And he's out there complaining, but the banks have refused to give him accounts. Now, what happened is he first said he doesn't want to reveal the bank. Then later on, he revealed the bank. Now, all people who think like him said, we are going to make a run on that bank and remove all our deposits so that we give a clear message
that you
cannot
we
be used by tyrants.
Yes. Mm.
Banks cannot be used by tyrants. And guess what the banks did? They put a limit on how many people can now close their accounts.
Yes.
So it's now pure tyranny in Europe. Pure tyranny
in
Europe. You think tyranny is here? You wait, you'll see what is there.
Yes.
Now, at least here, it was going to be a while before banks chase me away
as
a politically exposed person. But now they're in Europe, so it's already happening.
Yes, yes.
Anyway, now, so the tyranny is spreading across.
Yes.
And now the people are very, very disgruntled. Now the leaders have become very desperate because they know that the lies they told people can no longer hold. People's eyes have been opened. They were opened because of the COVID pandemic.
Yes, yes.
They knew that the vaccine was fake. They knew the vaccine is causing so many deaths. So now they know so many things.
Yes, yes.
Now they know all the government mandates are not necessarily good for them,
yes,
which is previously what they felt.
Yes. Now, that's the thing, because what I see they are doing is they don't want to live out what they have started, which is the control which they have started. Now, there's a parliamentarian in the UK who also spoke and said that the next lockdown should be tightened.
That was Matt Hancock, the Minister of Health. And he you know, it's because he's the man who came up with lockdowns. That people were saying your science was fake, we should not have lockdown, it did not help anybody. Now, guess what? He doubles down.
Yes.
And he comes and says he's very sorry about all the COVID deaths.
Mm.
Next time, we are just going to lock down even tighter.
Yes.
And people are saying that is not the kind of response we wanted, anyhow.
So, we are seeing they are not... They are seeing that there is a group of people who are now, their eyes are being opened to the lies which they have thrown at us or at the people all this while. And there is now them who are saying that we have to make sure we hold on to this control and push it back. So there is this rift which we are seeing between the two, which is the controlling body, in quotes, and then this other people who are getting to see the truth, and they are seeing it, and they are of course coming against the lies, coming against the control, because now that's the reason why it has brought increase in riots. I've been seeing the farmers in Netherlands. They are now running, but of course it is, I see it, it's just a rift between now the government and the people.
And the people.
Yes.
And now the question is, who is going to win? This is where maybe I've been by the grace of God, we hope that the tyranny doesn't rule, doesn't take root. But we know, we know by, you know, from what the Lord has been telling us, that it is not yet time
for that
tyranny. They are just trying to change it. Remember what we've spoken about here, that the Antichrist tries to change times and seasons. But now that time for his tyranny is not yet. But he wants to push it right now. But it's going to fail because you can't do it. Because you see, the easiest way to get people into a tight corner, which even a way which Hitler used, is through deception.
Yes.
You do not get people through pure tyranny. Tyranny has got to be backed with deception.
Yes.
You have to tell them that this is for your own good. For instance, if they had just come and said lockdowns and that's it, many people would not have agreed to that.
Yes.
But they say, no, it's for your good. You know, it's, if you don't lock down, we are going to be overwhelmed by the virus and so on. Then you learn later on that it was all rubbish.
Yes.
Now, so the deception part is being defeated.
Yes.
Because people are no longer buying the lies.
Yes.
So now, and the lies have to be, the tyranny has to be coupled with lies. I'll give you an example. When Hitler was killing all those Jewish people in the Second World War, when they would get them and put them in the trains taking them to, to those camps where a majority of them would be killed, and the others may be used to make weapons to kill the rest, and maybe to tailor uniforms for the Nazis and so on. But so many of them killed. When they were taking them there, they didn't tell them that we are going to kill you.
Yes.
Because if you tell them we are going to kill you, they will fight back. They might lose, but they will have killed a few Nazis. Because they know now, I mean, there is nothing to defend. They told them, no, 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 we are just taking you a place where we are going to keep you separately. Yes. And, you know, and then they'll tell them, please keep with your family. Make sure you stay with your children. Make sure you mark your property as yours. And so, and it's all part of a deception.
Yes, yes.
So they actually make you think that you are going to a place where you're going to live until, you know, the world war ends and so on.
Yes.
So the Jews went there knowing that, you know, they didn't know it was about death.
Death,
because the people who had gone there before, those who were... Some had died, so they would not tell the tales.
Yes.
And those who had not died were there, so nobody would tell you.
Yes.
So they come and arrive, and then they tell them, please keep your property. Make sure you are with your family. Stay around your family. Don't make sure none of your children get lost so on. Then they lead you. And then you enter a hall, and then that's when you discover that you're being brought here to die. And your property is being confiscated. And all that. But if they tell you beforehand, you fight back, regardless of how weak you are.
Yes,
once you know that this destination is death, they would fight back.
Yes.
So now what is happening in Europe is that the deception has fallen apart.
Yes.
Now the tyranny might not be able to stand on its own. Now the riots that are going on right now might cause a few of changes, because they can no longer continue like that.
Yes.
Because they'll even spread in some, even in the UK. There is a lot of disgruntlement among the people, and it just requires a small spark for it to go off.
Yes.
The spark in France recently was the death or the shooting by some young man by the police. It's what sparked off all this.
Yes.
Start from Paris, and the next thing it's in Marseille, it's in Lyon, and so many of these other big French cities.
Yes.
So now, because of this, I know the World Economic Forum and their plans
starting to think again.
Might have to start to think again.
Yes.
Because Prince Charles even launched what we call
a clock.
Climate change clock.
Climate
change clock. 2030. Now they are counting down to the end of the world.
Yes.
I want to tell you all of you people who might be so-called intelligent people who might believe the whole climate change rubbish, that up until the beginning of the 1980s, all the talk, I can show you Time magazine covers talking about how there's going to be an coming ice age, the earth is going to cool down very fast, and there's going to be an ice age, people are going to die, and so on. So, and that was the fear factor at the time, an ice age, coming ice age, and it was predicted to happen at about towards the end of the 1980s. But then when we came close to that, now suddenly the whole fear factor changed. And now away from ice age, now we came to a heat age.
Yes.
And just suddenly it all changed in the media.
Global warming.
Hey, now global warming and so on. From ice age, now it came to global warming. And now there's going to, the temperatures are increasing. They are not.
Yes.
They are not increasing.
Mm.
And of course, there are variations, which have always been there.
Mm.
I don't want people to know there are variations in climate, which have always been there.
Mm.
But where the lie is not that there is no change in climate, but that there is no change in climate caused by man, by man's activities.
Yes, yes.
Man-made climate change. That's where the lie is. There is none of the like. And the idea that we are going to net zero, reduce the amount of carbon dioxide so to avoid global warming. But you see now, because clearly all the doomsday scenarios are falling apart.
Yes.
They were saying in 2023, somebody tweeted that young girl, Greta Thunberg, who has been a mascot for the climate change fear enterprise, has tweeted saying that a top scientist has told me by 2023, the earth might end if we don't stop. Now, exactly, I think somebody got that tweet and kept it. Exactly 2023, they brought it and she deleted it. She deleted it because it's all fear-mongering and rubbish.
Yes.
Now, because of this, now guess what they are saying? They're actually saying they want to block the sun. Have you heard that?
Yes, yes.
Tell us.
Now, because they say it's ozone layer and all those.
By the way, when we were young, I remember when we were young, they were telling us, don't even cut your hair. Because if you cut your hair, the ozone layer, which protects you from the sun rays, has gone away.
Yes.
So the sun rays will hit directly to your head. So if you cut Shaolin, it's going to affect your head. And I mean, when we were young, I remember that.
Yes.
Ozone layer. Mm. And actually, we started fearing cutting our hair the way we wanted to. Because you know when you're young, you want to take off your hair and so on. So now ozone layer went away, then went to global freeze.
Yes.
But then from global freeze, we went to global warming.
Warming.
Now we are going to blocking the sun to, you know, that fight climate change. But how are they blocking the sun? They are going to run, basically put something in the atmosphere.
Yes.
To block the, that's what they are planning.
Actually, they want to start with Africa. Mm-hmm. That's the suggestion.
That's not the suggestion. It's obvious they have to start with Africa because the sun is the biggest giver of, that God gave to give life.
Yes.
It gives life to plants, life to people. Have you ever seen people who live in those places up in the North Poles and Antarctica and all those places, Northern Canada and what? They become very miserable without the sun, extremely miserable. And there are places even, for instance, in Iceland, where at some stage, there is no daylight throughout the 24 hours.
Mm.
Because the sun just doesn't come out. Eh? Mm. That's at the peak of winter. Mm. The sun just doesn't come out. So all throughout that time, and for much of the time, people drive to work in the morning when it is dark and drive from work in the evening around 5 p.m. when it's already dark.
Mm.
So they hardly ever get to see light whatsoever.
Mm.
Now, the sun gives happiness, gives joy, and gives.
Yes.
And now God gave us plenty of that here in Africa.
Mm.
Now, when they brought their COVID, one of the biggest things, of course, that improves immunity is vitamin D, which we get from the sun. Now, for them, in some of those countries, they take supplements, vitamin D supplements, for their immunity.
Yes.
Now, for us, we don't need supplements. You only have to wake up in the morning and go and step out in the sun, which most people are forced to do by economic activities, and then you get your vitamin D. Now, so all the COVID projections for Africa collapsed.
Yes.
But none of them happened. I remember Bill Gates' wife saying she sees, I can see corpses all over the streets of Africa. There are no corpses here. We are still alive and we are not going to die. Anyway, now, so they want to block the sun.
Yes.
Because they are saying the reason these people seem to be resilient and their immunity seems to be very high is maybe because of the sun. Now, they want to block the sun.
Yes.
And obviously, they are going to start here if they succeed.
Mm.
But something tells me they will not succeed. But I don't know that for sure.
Mm.
But then, they are planning to do it. And actually, the government, American government, is sponsoring it. I was seeing in the news that Biden's government is cautiously open to the idea of blocking the sun to fight climate change. Mm. Now, they first have a solution, then they create a problem. So there are so many solutions looking for problems.
Personally, what I'm seeing here is that Europe as a whole is getting ready like for the Antichrist and because when we're speaking about Antichrist and all the systems of the Antichrist and the control of Antichrist and all that, just look to Europe and just see what it is all about and begin to see all these small details. Now, there was a time when I was doing some small study about the UK. And seeing how even people who, like young children who are there, who are being asked of, are you a Christian? Are you religious? Those smaller questions. And amazingly, you see that there is a limited number, percentage in average of them who believe in the Lord, who even take time to pray.
No.
Just all the atmosphere is just getting darker and darker. But of course, we know the hand of God is coming.
No, I mean, I was in, I remember so many years ago, and this is so many years ago, almost 20 years ago, I was in Manchester, and I was seeing all the cathedrals in the city. All of them were no longer used for purposes of prayer, because you have a huge cathedral in the cities, which are built in the 17th, 18th, sometimes 16th century.
Mm.
Big cathedrals.
Mm-mm.
And then on Sunday, there's only two or three 80-year-olds who come to pray. So eventually even the city council comes and tells them, you're wasting space here in the city. Why don't you give this space to people who can actually use it effectively?
Mm.
And in one of them, I remember one of them, there was actually a secret society.
Yes.
Demonic secret society, which were actually operating out of a cathedral. I remember, I saw it. So now they've created a generation of absolutely godless people.
Yes.
People would not have any form of fear of God in them.
Yes.
But that is them preparing. But now for us here, as we look at, how to go about this, as all of this plays out properly, we have to understand that The final word on what happens is from the Lord.
Yes.
And we have to know that Bible prophecy is there and it always will come to pass. And not just Bible prophecy, even other prophetic words,
yes, yes,
which have been issued by legitimate prophets of God,
yes,
which direct us on what to do, what to expect,
yes,
and what the Lord is doing.
Yes.
Okay?
Mm.
Now, prophetic words are given to show what the Lord is doing,
yes,
and to warn, you know,
yes,
because the scripture says the Lord does nothing unless, yes, he reveals it to his servants, the prophet, and says nothing.
Yes.
So he cannot do anything unless it's revealed to the prophets. Mm. Now, that also means that if something is not revealed, then maybe it's not of importance as far,
yes,
as the kingdom of God is concerned, because if it was of importance, he would have revealed it.
Yes.
But the things which have been revealed, as the scripture says in Deuteronomy,
yes,
29:29, the things which have been revealed are for us and our children.
Children.
Some things have not been revealed, but those which have been revealed are for us and our children,
yes,
and for generations to come. So now we know that some of the things which are happening in Europe are going to be for the falling down of empires,
yes,
in that place.
Yes.
Now, everything that the enemy had planned to cause tyranny,
yes,
because you've seen that,
yes,
they are coming, bringing World Health Organization coming up with their bills to,
yes,
tighten countries and make all, you know, the pandemic response to be binding,
yes,
legally binding,
yes,
whereas previously they depended on the goodwill,
yes,
of the government. Now the governments will be forced to implement whatever it is that the World Health Organization does,
yes,
and we know the World Health Organization is controlled by people like Bill Gates,
yes,
very evil people,
actually contributes. The whole of World Health Organization has about 86% donations coming from outside.
Okay.
That is individual people.
Yes.
And actually, if I say individual people, we're not talking about so many. We're talking about like 10
people.
That means they control 86%, almost even all.
Mm.
And then, of course, the other 24% comes from this member states.
Okay.
Yes.
Now imagine member states bringing on it, yes, 14%.
Yes. Sorry, rather 14.
And individuals bringing 86%.
And Bill Gates is one of the
top. No, not one of. He's
the top.
Yes. Contributor there. So who pays the piper,
yes,
calls the tune.
Mm.
So I'm sure it does a lot. So now, all those things that they have been planning, even the whole blocking of the sun and so on, and all the rubbish that they actually, in fairness, they have been planning for the earth, a lot of these things are going to tumble because empires are collapsing.
Yes.
And they lost the people.
Mm-mm.
And there is a limit to what you can do when the people are completely in opposition to you, a majority of the people.
Mm-mm.
Now, in others, they lost the deceptive factor.
Mm.
Now, the deception has been the veil that was holding the people who are believing everything that comes out of government circles has been rolled back. And their empires are tumbling.
Yes.
And they are tumbling real, real fast.
Mm.
So we are going to see an era of freedom that is going to come up here. And now here is where the church comes up. And here is what you were talking about last time,
yes,
about the mountain of the Lord's house coming above. Here is where it comes into place.
Mm.
And we have to be ready that when the empires tumble, that, you know, the kingdoms of this world are the kingdoms of our God and his Christ.
Yes.
And finally, we're in a position where we take control of the kingdoms of this world. And we cannot have the old time thinking.
No.
And now that's the challenge for so many people, because every time you go and listen to people and the things they say, and especially believers, and the things they say, you see that they have a very, very ancient way of thinking in regard to what the Lord is doing right now. They have a very defeatist attitude. And they are very, defeated in their minds. And even those who actually understand Bible prophecy so well, all of them are just saying, man, let the Lord come and get us out of this place. No, no, no. He's not coming just yet. He's coming soon,
but not when we are
being trampled on.
Yes.
He will come and find the church that is absolutely on top.
Yes. I have a scripture here, which is the Bible prophecy and spoken by Daniel. In Daniel chapter 2, verse 45, which of course speaks of exactly what you're talking about. That is what will happen in this end time and how the empires will be first stumbled so that we, the children of God, and the church should rise. It's in Daniel chapter 2, verse 45. It says, "Inasmuch as you saw that the stone was cut out of the mountain without hands, and that it broke in pieces, the iron, the bronze, the clay, the silver, and the gold. The great God has made known to the king what will come to pass after this." It's speaking, because this is the Daniel's dream. and of the head of gold, and belly chest of silver, bronze. Yes. And it says, this verse says, this one is, of course, the explanation of the part where a hand came and cut out a stone, and then the stone came and hit the iron and clay, and it all crushed. And this is speaking exactly how the Lord will, in this time, the systems of the Antichrist and what has been built up will be crushed. And it says, inasmuch as you saw that the stone was cut out of the mountain without hands, and that it broke in pieces. Gold is Nebuchadnezzar, silver, Medes and Persian, the bronze, that's the Grecian, then the clay, and
the iron
the
iron is the Roman Empire.
Yes, and then the clay, which is the revised Roman Empire.
Okay, so so all this, a stone is cut out without hands,
yes,
comes and crushes this,
yes,
and then the God of heaven creates a kingdom,
yes,
and the kingdom shall not be given to the other people,
yes,
shall be given to the saints of the Most High.
Yes.
Now, are we ready for that kingdom?
Yes.
Are we? I mean, how ready is the church,
yes,
for this kingdom that we are talking about?
Yes. Okay. Right now, from what we see,
we are still a work in progress.
Yes, work in progress.
Okay, but the Lord is working on
us.
The Spirit of the Lord is working on us. And one thing I know for sure, because the Scripture says that we shall be absolutely ready.
Yes.
To take over, and now the world will know,
yes,
that God is among his people.
Yes.
And it will be very, very clear. That's,
yes,
what the scripture you were reading that time in Isaiah chapter 2,
yes,
starting from verse 2,
yes,
saying the nations shall flock to the mountain of the Lord's house.
Yes.
And they will say, come and teach us the ways of your God.
Mm-hmm.
Now, how will that happen? It will happen when those nations realize that there is something special,
yes,
you have that they do not have.
Yes.
Now, when I move around the country, a lot of the times, and I see the churches and the believers and so on, you don't necessarily see that the people of the world are going to come running, telling us, give us your ways.
Yes.
Because they have not yet seen something special in this way, but it is going to happen.
Yes.
Now, sometimes it might not look like it,
yes,
but we know it is going to happen.
It is going to happen.
That eventually they will see that the church has all the solutions, and in the world there is tribulation.
Yes.
But Jesus, who dwells in the church, has overcome the world.
Yes. Mm. So that is what I see. The biggest work is the work which we are supposed to do in us right now. Mm. That's the biggest work, because we know the clarity that this is the expectation, what the Lord expects of us in this end time. And we know that this is what the kingdom of darkness and its agenda wants to push in us. But it cannot prevail over us, because we are supposed to do something. We are supposed to work out something which God has given us. We are supposed to make sure we shine out the light which God has given us. And it's upon us. It's actually not someone's responsibility. It is my personal responsibility to make sure I come on top, to make sure I follow the Lord, and make sure that I walk with him until I begin to see myself as the light, as the city set on a hill, as the mountain of the Lord's house.
Okay, and now also another challenge I've been having with a lot of the people is getting them to believe,
yes,
that children of God, legitimate children of God,
yes,
should also be involved in leadership.
Yes.
They have a problem with that.
Mm.
They have all this mindset of, you know, our kingdom is somewhere else. But that's,
yes,
not what the scripture says. It is there.
Yes.
But, you know, we have to first establish it,
yes,
here first, because the Lord, Jesus said, thy will be done on earth.
Yes.
Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. So before we go to heaven, where,
yes,
his will is definitely done,
yes,
we have to establish his kingdom here on earth.
Yes.
But there are so many people who actually struggle to see that.
Mm.
And the kingdom is going to be established when legitimate children of God are in places of leadership.
Yes.
And now they have a problem with this.
Yes.
Because I have people who, and I remember even I was discussing with a number of church leaders.
Yes.
And I was saying, you're the only people I know who go and pray for good leadership. But then somebody comes who is standing for office, who is a believer, and you'll go and vote somebody who is,
yes,
not a believer. Maybe even a witch.
Mm.
Yeah. Yet you're praying for good,
yes,
leadership. So now, so you want to pray for the devil to become saved? What's wrong with you?
Yeah.
Because you see,
yes,
and now they don't even see the contradiction.
Yes.
Because they are in church, They sit and pray, as the scripture says. Pray for the leadership.
Yes.
They pray for the kings and those in authority, yes, and so on.
Mm.
But now when the time for choosing those in authority comes, when the people of God come, saying, now we want your vote, they say, we'll not give you our vote, we'll give it to the other witch.
Yeah.
And then after we've given the witch the vote and he wins, then we shall pray for him to bring godly principles. Who told you? There's a thinking in the church which I fail to understand. But you see, we need to bring people up to speed with what God is doing.
Yes.
The church is God's constituency on earth.
Yes.
When God wants to do anything on earth,
mm-mm,
he's not going to go through presidents.
No.
Or through politicians, doctors, what? No, no, no. The people he goes through are the church.
Yes.
They are his only constituency here on earth.
Mm-mm.
We are his ambassadors.
Yes.
For instance, when America wants to communicate something to Uganda, they do communicate to the ambassador.
Yes, yes.
Who is in Uganda, and the ambassador tells, you know, gives the message from his country.
Yes.
Now, when God is trying to do something here, he communicates to his ambassadors, or Christ is trying to do something, he communicates to his ambassadors, who are the church. And we are the only constituency of God here on earth. I don't know if that can really get into, because this message is preached across the country.
Yes, yes.
Many different places across the country. I don't know if people can actually know that, that we are his constituency here on earth.
Yes.
And now, if anything is going to be done, it's going to be done through the church.
Yes, yes.
And that's why he says, be good to all people, Galatians 6:10, but especially to those of the household of faith. Now, you have to differentiate and say that the household of faith is where things are going to happen.
Yes.
Now, but what happens is usually there's a lot of competition among brethren.
Yes.
That they would rather somebody who is not one of them succeeds than one of them, because they feel if one of them succeeds, then he will presume a place of being above them.
Above,
somebody has exceeded you. So you've come, you want this position, I'm not going to give it to you, because we've been competing now, you're going to end up being above me. That is the thinking.
Yes.
And it's a very, very, very ancient way of thinking, and it's very unfortunate.
Yes.
Now we have to change the mindset of people.
Mm.
That when the righteous reign, the city rejoices. Okay?
Yes.
And when the wicked are in power, the city groans.
Yes.
That's what the scripture says.
Yes.
Now, it is up to the people of God to know that they have a responsibility, even in leadership. Even in leadership.
Yes.
Especially
yes.
in leadership.
Mm-hmm.
Because you are God's constituency.
Yes.
If he's going to do anything on earth, it's going to be through you.
Yes.
Not through any other person.
No.
And he is going to do it.
Yes.
So when at what stage do you stand up and, you know, do something?
I believe this perspective of seeing ourselves as people of the kingdom of God, it's the one which really needs to be ingrained and understood, well understood by all of us.
No, the trouble is that people believe the kingdom of God is there. They don't believe it is here.
Yes. Yes. Now, that understanding that it's here and you are the king, you are the person, and you also differentiate that there's another kingdom, and you choose to only be for the kingdom of God here, not for any other kingdom. Now, for these other demonic people, they specifically know their kingdom, and they know exactly what they are supposed to do and who they are supposed to contact, where they're supposed. They exactly
know their agenda.
They know their agenda,
and they are in absolutely no doubt as to what they are planning, what their agenda is.
Yes.
And they know the people who are going to represent their agenda.
Yes.
And when those people come, they will go for them.
Yes. Mm. Now, that is one thing which we are supposed to understand. Mm. To understand our agenda, the full agenda of
the
kingdom of God, the church, the whole body of Christ. Mm. And like the way the scripture says in Ephesians chapter 4 verse 18, that every one of us supplies according to the grace which they carry. Mm. So each one of us, body parts, which the body of Christ, there's something we supply, each of us. Now, that has to be understood by every child of God. Because once you don't know, then you'll be caught up in between and violating the rules of engagement in the kingdom of God.
Yeah, so you have to exactly know where you stand.
Yes.
And do not fraternize with the other side.
Yes.
They don't fraternize with
when
they are pushing for the agenda.
Yes.
And anyway, we've come for an end right now. And of this time, we'll just end with a prayer for healing. And I'll ask, evangelist, to just pray. Anybody who is sick, just believe God when you hear, wherever, whatever time it is you're listening to this message, just believe God, and the healing power of God is going to come out and touch you right now, because that is part of the commission of the Watchman Ministries, healing. But before that, I just want to encourage you also, wherever you are in the country, to sow a seed towards getting this message to where you are. The numbers are going to be put, are going to be mentioned in the adverts, and then you can actually send the seed there. Actually, I'll send the numbers right here. For MTN, if you want to send a mobile money, it is 0780-292-555. I'll say it again, 0780-292-555. And if you want Airtel, it's 0755-292-555. 0755-292-555. So it's either 0780-292-555 or 0755-292-555. You can use those numbers to actually sow a seed towards this and believe God for something. And believe God to lift you up if you have your own ministry that you want to get to, a level that you're interested in. Now, after that, now let us end with that prayer for the sick. So if anybody is sick, just perhaps touch where you're sick or where you're feeling pain or something, and let evangelist Akina pray for your healing.
Okay, let us pray together. Just believe that the Lord is touching you, and in the name of Jesus, I release the healing anointing right now to touch you, and I command every sickness and every spirit of infirmity and every oppression, I command it out of you in the name of Jesus Christ. I release the saving blood of Jesus to wash all every infirmity that is around you, that is on you, in the name of Jesus. And you are set free. You are set free. You are delivered from every sickness, from every disease, from every oppression. You are healed right now in Jesus' name.
Okay, and I also feel right now that if people are oppressed of the demonic oppression, and maybe having, especially that thing of spirit husbands and spirit wives, and having things visiting you at night, and carrying out all sorts of sexual acts. Now, that one we are also going to pray for, and all kinds of demonic oppression. I want you to believe when I say it's not going to happen again. Just believe. That's all. The only thing I want you to do is, as soon as you hear me saying that, just believe it is not going to happen again.
Amen.
So, okay. Now, Satan, I command you to take your hands off every person who is hearing today, who believes with me. And in the name of Jesus, I decree that you do not come back to attack them again. I cut them off every form of spiritual husbands or spiritual wives or any such thing. And I decree that they are free from it in the name of Jesus. And now I cover them all in the blood of Jesus Christ. And I cover them all in the grace of God upon my life in the name of Jesus. Say amen.
Amen.
And it will not happen again. Thank you so much for listening to us here on Watchman. Have yourselves a wonderful evening. God bless you all.
That was The Watchman. Join us for our Friday fellowship, 5:30 p.m. at Amara The Palace, along Gaba Road, near the American Embassy. To connect to the anointing upon The Watchman, you can give through the ministry mobile money lines, that is +256 780 292 555 or +256 755 292 555. Follow us on our Facebook page, The Watchman, on Twitter at UG Watchman, Instagram at @the_UG Watchman, and on YouTube, Ugandan Watchman. Or send us an email to info@ugwatchman.com. For more information on previous messages, on how to give, resources and more, visit our website at ugwatchman.com. The Watchman, the King is coming.